Kim, why don't you go on up to bed? I'll clean up.
Oh, okay, thanks. I just hope you're not cleaning up because you think you're going to come upstairs and get rewarded. I'm kind of tired.
Well, I wish you had to share that information with me before I wasted my time picking up all these popcorn bowls.
However, I could be persuaded to stay up a little longer if you did all the dishes in the sink and scraped all the burnt cheese off the lasagna pan.
No, I'll just wait till the price goes down.
So, you coming to the guest house? If you want to get lucky, the only cheese I'll make you scrape off is that little piece on your chin.
Thanks. I think I'm just probably going to stay up and watch a little bit of TV.
Fine, but, you know, you've fallen asleep on the couch every night this week. Just so you know, it's getting a little lonely back here without you.
Ooh, this blanket is soaking wet. Jimmy, I know it was a good movie, but we could have paused it for a bathroom break.
You relax, it's just sweat.
Oh, well, in keeping with my policy of giving you any and all things that you leave bodily fluids on, enjoy your new blanket. Hey! And your new couch. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I've been sweating a lot lately. It's really weird. It's like my hands and my feet, they're freezing, but I can't stop sweating.
That is weird. How long has this been going on?
About a week or so. And it's not just the sweating either. It's like I've been feeling really weird. It's like my muscles are sore, and I've been moody, and I've been sluggish.
Sluggish? How can you tell? You sit in a guard shack all day, and you come home and sit on the couch. If you were any more sluggish, you'd leave a trail.
I have been sluggish in areas I'm not normally sluggish. I have been sluggish, you know, down there.
You constipated?
Whoa! Lately I haven't been interested in sex. That's why I've been sleeping on the couch last week.
So you haven't told Christine?
No, I don't want her to worry. But I think she's starting to catch on. I mean, the last time we went 10 days without having sex was like 10 days before I met her.
You got a wife and kid in love with you. Nasty. You say you got a broken for the zoo. Nasty. You live your life the best you can. Nasty. So your family screws up the plan. Nasty. But family is family is family. Nasty. Family is family is family. Nasty. Nasty. Nasty.
Mr. Harris.
Hughes.
Mr. Hughes. Says here you've been complaining of night sweats, sore muscles, and a diminished interest in sex.
Yeah, but keep in mind that I usually have an extraordinarily high sex drive, so diminished for me still means, like, way above average.
She's gone.
Oh. Can you write that down in my file and make sure she sees it?
Yeah, of course. How are your nipples? You experiencing any tenderness in your nipples?
No, I'm not. No tenderness in my nipples.
Ow! Oh.
A little tender, maybe.
You notice any mood swings lately?
Well, yeah, I guess I've been a little emotional lately, but, I mean, can you blame me? I mean, the Redskins lost on Sunday and my junk don't work.
Well, we won't know for sure until your blood test comes back. Hear that? Hear that?
Yeah. Ow! What is that for?
Piece of cheese. But your symptoms are synonymous with a condition called andropause.
Andropause? What's andropause?
Face it, front. As men get older, they lose testosterone. And sometimes, between the ages of 35 and 50, they lose it too rapidly, and andropause occurs. Andropause, it's just a male version of menopause.
Wait a minute. Right, so basically I'm turning into Maud?
Relax, relax. Menopause is a medical condition just like any others. Nothing to be ashamed of.
That's right. In fact, you're very lucky to have chosen a doctor who suffers from the same condition.
Hey, hey, hey! That is my personal business that is not to be discussed! I'm going to run these down to the lab.
Personal!
Hi, I'm Logan Hughes. We're here to see their grandpa, Jimmy Hughes.
Yeah, he said you guys were coming. Jimmy, get in here. Your grandchildren are here.
Did I hear my little angels? Come give Grandpa a hug.
Come on, kids. We go through this every time. Stop staring and go say hello to your grandpa.
Careful now. Grandpa's got tender boobies.
Ow.
Hey, buddy, how's the doctor?
Good. Yeah, turns out I just got a bug. No big deal.
What you got in the bag?
Just, you know, antibiotics.
Well, they put you on the Z-Pack?
Yeah.
I've been there how many days?
Yeah, 20. 20 days.
20 days? It's only supposed to be 3 or 5.
Oh, what did I say 20? I meant 5, yeah. See, it's like one of the symptoms of what I got is severe exaggeration.
Maybe I should look at your medication.
Will you just drop it, okay? The doctor said I was going to be fine, all right?
All right.
Just let it rest.
Wow.
Look, I didn't mean to snap at you. I've just been very emotional lately, and I know you're just worried about me, and I didn't mean to yell at you.
There. It's gonna be okay.
No, it's not great. It's.
But you said
it's not gonna be okay. No, I lied. I lied. Okay.
What's going on?
I got male menopause.
There's no such thing as male menopause.
Yes, there is, okay? It happens to men between the ages of 35 to 55 who experience a rapid decrease in testosterone. It's called andropause.
Andropause? I've never even heard of it.
Well, maybe that's because men are forced to suffer in silence until society is ready to deal with the truth. Here, read that.
Menopause. It's not just for women anymore.
It's not funny, okay? It's not funny.
What's not funny?
World hunger. World hunger is not funny, and Greg keeps making jokes about it.
Greg, that is not funny. And it's in very poor taste.
Sorry.
I got you some new socks.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, sure. Oh, your face is so smooth. I don't know what kind of razor you're using these days, but I like it.
I haven't shaved in 3 weeks.
You're not going to tell Christine?
No, and you're not going to tell her either.
But she is your wife.
Exactly, okay? I got to tell you something, Greg. You've seen my paycheck, okay? You've sat next to me when I've tried to answer questions on Jeopardy. I mean, Christine knows she didn't marry a rich man or a smart man, but at least she thinks she married a man. Oh, God. These damn emotions. Just go back and bury yourself where you belong.
Come on now, it's not that bad. You're still a man. You just gotta make sure you take your medicine as directed. It says here, take 2 pills daily until the urge to pee sitting down subsides.
Oh no, look what you've done!
Oh boy, here come the waterworks.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, hey, Greg, could you and Kim watch the boys tomorrow night? Jimmy and I want to go to the movies.
Sure, I don't mind. I mean, you two deserve a girl's night out.
Okay. Thanks. I'll just go make sure it's okay with Kim.
Okay. You guys gonna go see a chick flick?
Can you at least not make fun of me in front of Christine? I feel bad enough that I'm keeping a secret from her.
What are you talking about? You keep secrets from her all the time.
This is serious. Do you have any idea what it's like to keep a secret from your wife, that if she knew about you, she'd start questioning who you are? She'd look at you completely differently?
I know exactly what you're talking about. We've all got those secrets.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
What secret do you have that Kim doesn't know?
I don't know. I don't have a secret.
But you just said we all got them. You actually even sighed when you sat down.
It wasn't sighing. That was wheezing. I have asthma. That's my secret. I have asthma. Don't tell Kim.
Come on, Greg. You gotta tell me what your secret is.
No, Nick, come on. I want to go to the driving range before we start.
I'm not going.
What? Why?
I don't want to be your friend.
Come on.
I bared my soul to you. I took our relationship to the next level, which made me very vulnerable, okay? And if you're not willing to reveal something that makes you vulnerable, guess what? Our relationship is now unbalanced, okay? I have feelings, and my feelings are valid. And if you can't empathize with what I'm going through, then I don't...
Shut up! I'll tell you my secret if you shut your yap for a minute and come play golf with me.
Okay.
I won't tell you my secret, but it has to stay between us.
Definitely. Spill it. Let's dish.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, one night in college, I got really drunk and wanted to climb this wiry metal sculpture thing right in the middle of campus. Mm-hmm. I did it, and I destroyed it. Next day, when I'm walking to class, there's this girl standing in front of it, and she's crying. It was Kim.
Sorry.
It was her sculpture. She had been working on it all year, and she was devastated that someone could do such a thing.
Did you ever tell Kim this?
No, I didn't tell her. I barely knew her.
Hey, wait a minute. So if she knew the truth about you, she never would have dated you. She never would have married you. Not only that, you never would have had Sam or Emily. I mean, what is it like to wake up in the morning and look yourself in the mirror and know that your entire life is built on a lie?
Well, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. But then again, you wouldn't know anything about that, would you, Mary?
Hey, we should probably get going if we're going to make that movie.
Hold on, I'm almost done.
What are you doing?
I found this pill on the living room floor. Kim doesn't know what it is, do you?
No. No, sir. Never seen anything like it before. We should probably just throw it away, huh?
No, I want to know what it is.
Well, I mean, what are you, a pharmacist? Okay, it's not like you can just tell what a pill is by looking at it. Can you?
No. But all pills have a code imprinted on them, and then I can go on the internet and find out what it's prescribed for.
Okay, Christine, you can't believe everything that you read on the internet.
Okay, here we go. What's the code?
Excuse me?
The code on the pill. Read it to me.
Oh, okay. R2D2.
What? Give me that. It says here it's prescribed for andropause. All right, let me look up andropause.
It's male menopause. It's male menopause. Stupid World Wide Web.
Jimmy, there's no such thing as male menopause.
Yes, there is. Okay? As men get older, they lose testosterone, some more than others, and they experience symptoms that are not unlike menopausal women.
How do you know so much about it?
Because Greg has it. Greg has male menopause.
Hey, it's a good thing that he and Kim are practically the same size, because now they can start sharing outfits.
Yeah, Greg's a girl.
When you guys go to play golf, Greg
he
can
hit from the
ladies'
tees. Yeah. That's funny.
nothing.
Come on, what are you guys laughing about?
Sorry. Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. Okay, it turns out that the pill we found is Greg's. For his male menopause.
What?
Yeah, Christine, Greg didn't tell Kim.
Oops!
What are you guys talking about?
Greg is going through andropause. It's like menopause, but for men.
What?
Okay, the problem is you've got to promise not to say anything to him, okay? Because he's ashamed enough as it is, and he would be humiliated if he found out that you knew.
I don't believe this. I've never even heard of male menopause before.
Well, maybe that's because men are forced to suffer in silence until society's ready to deal with the truth. Or something like that. I read in one of Greg's sissy brochures.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Pretty good. You?
Good. But if I weren't, I would tell you. Because I wouldn't keep something from you. No matter how big of a deal I thought it was.
Good to know.
How about you?
What?
You wouldn't keep a secret from me, would you?
Why do you ask?
Look, I promised Jimmy I wouldn't tell you anything, but I know all about your secret.
That little weasel, I can't believe he told you.
Well, actually, Christine told me.
He told Christine? Oh, hello, Big Mouth. You happy now? Any more secrets you'd like to share?
What? No, no, no.
Kim, you promised you wouldn't say anything.
Well, I had to. I couldn't live day to day knowing that my husband is basically lying to me.
You gotta believe me. I didn't tell Kim your secret.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I suppose Kim just figured out after all these years that I was the one that destroyed her sculpture in college.
Excuse me? You? You destroyed my sculpture?
Jimmy has male menopause.
What?
I want to hear about the sculpture.
I can't believe this.
Well, Kim, in my defense, I was really, really drunk. Okay? You know those beers that come in the 40-ounce bottles? Me and my sweet mates almost finished one.
I can't believe it was you that destroyed it. Then you preyed on my vulnerability to get me to fall for you. You disgust me.
Yes, Kim, it was me that destroyed your creation. But keep in mind, the act of that destruction led to the greatest creation of all, our love! I think I'm gonna go, scrape the cheese off that lasagna pan.
You have male menopause?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't want to lose you. Okay, Christine, from our very first date, I knew that one of the things that made you love me was my amazing sexuality.
Okay, first of all, on that first date, it wasn't that amazing. Well, a lot of the screaming was because I was laying on a pine cone.
That's what we get for doing it in my parents' bed.
We're gonna go through a lot of changes as we grow older, but we're lucky enough to have each other, so we don't have to go through it alone. Right? I mean, I know I'm gonna have to go through menopause someday. And just think, you'll be able to give me something that most men can't give their wives. First-hand advice on how to deal with hot flashes.
I like to find a shady spot and suck on some ice chips.
So, how do you feel about going out to the guest house and making use of our hormones while we still got them?
Yes, please.
Oh, I just thought of another benefit.
What?
Well, you can finally live out your fantasy of me in bed with a woman. Because you... Aw. It's the last one, honey, I promise.
Hey, Christine, I think when you and Kim went to the pharmacy today, they made a mistake. My testosterone pills are orange. These are white.
These look like Kim's calcium pills. Pharmacist must have put them in the wrong bottle.
Hey, guys. What are you guys looking at?
Honey, I think you may have accidentally taken Jimmy's testosterone pills.
Oh, great!